That's diabolical, the way this whole handling has been handled last week with our government. And we've seen yesterday evening the measures that the government have taken, and they're quite simply not good enough. So we've called an emergency meeting, Donna, and I'm hoping that we send a clear message to government with no confidence in them.
Now, have you heard, outside of your party, have you heard from other councillors if they are in support of doing this?
Yeah, I have been in touch with a number of independents have been in touch with me to say that they fully support it. So waiting the larger parties to come back to me regarding it. And I can see Sinn Féin fully supporting it as well, because their own parties table the motion and no confidence in the government at all. So I will be hoping that they will be supporting us locally as well.
And what kind of supports would you be calling for the people who are getting squeezed the most in this?
Like the ordinary man at the pump, or the ordinary person at the pump, Donna Marie's got nothing yesterday. 10 cents a litre, which is probably raised today again. Heating oil, nothing. You know, there are too many people left out. Donna, too many people squeezed. You know, I see the protest is continuing today, and that sends a clear message to government that it's not working. The government could have went a lot further yesterday, reducing BAT and a lot of stuff, reducing even the cost, even if they reduced the 50 cent yesterday. It still wouldn't have been a huge impact on the government's income. But they choose not to. They choose the for 10 cent a litre, cutting a further 10 cent a litre. Donna Marie, we've done that in the last couple of days. You know, these measures is not something not good enough for the people in this country anymore. You know, they're not listening, Donna Marie. This protest went on all week, you know, and they simply wanted a meeting. And the government refused. They turned them away at the door. And they bring our defence forces, and they bring Gardaí onto the street in heavy-handed tactics. Something's not good enough. You know, dialogue. They could have talked, Donna. They could have reached out. The government could have reached out more. And this wouldn't be continued. And they didn't. They choose not to.
Now, I saw your party colleague, Councillor Joy Beard, speaking on social media about a lady in particular who is in a defective concrete home. Can't cap it hat and is, you know, it has to rely on home heating oil to keep the house warm. How much of that are you seeing, especially in relation to defective concrete?
Normally, if you mind, back as last few months, I had motions on the council about supplying some kind of funding for heating oil defective homes. They couldn't, Donna Marie, afford to heat these homes a few months ago because of the rising cost of oil and that, and the heating had to be on full time, you know. And I had motions in regarding that, motions in regarding the amount of fires and stuff. And nobody listens, Donna Marie. The motions passed, and there's nothing more about it. And now we see the cost of home heating oil up near 2,000 euros a litre, nearly full of tank. It can't be done on defective homes. You can't heat their houses. And as I say, there was nothing yesterday regarding home heating oil. I feel for people, normally I know what it's like sitting in a house with heating oil and the price it, and we either heat or eat. And that's the bottom line of a lot of people's feeling today.